This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, a little REO Speedwagon. Now, I was just called racist during the break, and I would like an apology.
So, what?
I had to call in Buckley to confirm your racism. So we're sitting here, and Rob is watching the pregame show, and I don't know what he's watching.
It's the Red Sox pregame
show. And I was not aware of this at the time.
It's the first game on tonight, so I always put it on the first game that's going to come
on. So I'm just watching my TV. I can't see what Rob is watching. And Rob goes, "Is that Jerry Rice?" And so I turned around and was like, "Oh, what's Jerry Rice up to?" And there's an elderly black man on the TV. And I look at Rob and I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And he goes, "That doesn't look like Jerry Rice." And I said, "No, in any shape or form." And Rob's like, "No, that's Jerry Rice."
Well, you said, "I am a thousand and million times sure that is not Jerry Rice." And I'm going, "How could you be that sure? That looks like Jerry Rice."
And I'm seeing this interaction going back and forth. And then the first thing I hear on talkback from Suk is, "Rob's in here being racist."
And like, he said, "Get in here. Yes. I need you to look at this. What is he talking about?"
So, yeah, Buck comes in because Buck's a big 49er guy, right? Works in the Bay Area. I'm like, "In what way?" And so Buck comes in, opens the door, and goes, "What? What do you mean?"
Yeah, you were like, I was stunned because I thought for sure Buck, the sensible one, would look at that and go, "Yes, of course that's Jerry Rice." He goes, "That doesn't look anything like Jerry Rice." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then you guys are making fun of me and calling me racist and beating me up and hitting me and throwing me in a corner and bullying me.
And then here comes the ultimate line. And so I was like, and Rob goes, "Well, I'm watching the Red Sox pregame show." And my response was, "Why the hell is Jerry Rice on the Red Sox pregame show?" And Rob goes, "Well, he played for him." And me and Buck are like, "What?"
Well, then Buck goes, "Jim Rice." I'm like, "Oh, yes. I misspoke. Jim Rice."
You're like, "Yeah, I meant Jim Rice."
Jim Rice.
And by the way, you were right.
Guess what? It's Jim freaking Rice.
But then the best part of the story is that you finish up by going, "Who's Jerry Rice?" You asked the question.
I did say that.
The greatest receiver of all time?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That was just a brain fart because I was thinking, well, what baseball guy were you thinking of? And like, who's Jerry Rice of baseball? I didn't even put two and two. That's why it never registered to me that I was saying Jerry Rice, of Jerry Rice fame.
I so wish, much like the spell my name, I wish that was being recorded behind the scenes. Because it was like,
that would have been good.
That would have been good. I mean, we were both yelling. We're like, "Dude, Jerry Rice? The hell are you talking about?"
So in the end, I was right. And I would like you to stop calling me racist. That was Jim Rice.
You were not being racist. You were
Thank
not.
You.
I was like, "Really? All elderly black guys look the same?" That's just
Well, it looked like a really old Jim Rice, and so I wasn't sure that it was actually Jim Rice, because I thought maybe Jim was dead.
Isn't Jim Rice just really old?
Yes.
He's 72.
It didn't... You know how when you haven't seen a guy for a long time and he has aged a lot? It was like that. I was like, "Well, maybe that's not Jim Rice."
He's 10 years older than Jerry Rice. By the way, I've never seen Jerry Rice with glasses or a mustache. I'm like, "What?"
Well, I just didn't. I did not register that I was saying Jerry and not Jim. The whole time I was meaning to say Jim. Oh, by the way.
Buck goes, "That's not even the same head shape."
Okay.
Do you know how to spell my name?
What?
Spell my name.
R-O-P-P.
My first name.
Yeah, Isaac.
Spell it.
Spell it.
Why?
He doesn't know how to spell my name.
It's two. It's ISS. No, no,
that's
use
incorrect.
The other. Wait.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. I do this every time.
God, you're a piece of. All right.
Read the Bible next time, Sue. Come on.
No, it's ISAC. Oh.
It's not two S's. It's two A's.
Yeah, that's so, right. It's not what it says here, but yeah, that's right.
What?
It's ISAC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's ISAAC.
Yeah.
Okay. I always do that. I always do two S's,
yeah.
No, but it's not.
That's
it's
cool.
Two A's.
Yeah, that's not.
Spell
cool.
My last name, f***er.
S-C-U-K-A-N-E-C.
Damn it.
Not f***ing hard.
All right, well, either way. I got it. It just took me a second.
No, you did
I
not.
Always put two S's
You don't know
there.
How to spell my f***ing name.
I-S-A-A-C.
Damn it, f*** you.
Thank you.
If only we could have been recording that Jerry Jim Rice conversation.
Damn it. That's Jerry Rice. It doesn't look anything like Jerry Rice. Close.
That was the first. Buck, get
Wait,
in here. Rob's
who's
being
Jerry Rice?
Rob's being racist. Followed, yes.
Man.
The coup de grace. Who's Jerry Rice?
I met Jim Rice. Who's Jerry?
Turns out we were all right. That was both not
everyone
Jerry,
was
everyone was right.
How about that? How often does that happen?
Indeed, not Jerry Rice, but the who you thought it was indeed correct. Jim.
All right. Are we excited about the Reds making the playoffs over the Mets?
Really? We're gonna.
Well, it's
should we just get into
look,
it.
Well, I think we should.
You want to
yeah.
hear me curse some more?
It's a half game.
Yeah.
Difference now
would
between.
Would you care to believe the last six games
I
that,
do
the,
care to
that the Mets have lost? Six.
Do you believe?
Would you believe that we have blown nine leads Ooh. In those six games? It's insane.
Well, no, I would believe that because me being a Royals fan, I am used to you blowing World Series this... leads. So it's like kind of on brand for you guys.
Hey, guess what we did at the trade deadline? Guess what we were supposed to bolster? The bullpen. Guess what we don't have? A bullpen.
You know what's weird? Is it. And this may not be true, but it seems that all of the arms that were dealt all sucked once they got to their new team.
It feels that way.
Doesn't it feel that way?
Yes, it does feel that way.
Why is that?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Well, normally when the Mets deal for someone, I assume they're going to suck, but it does feel like this is kind of around the bigs. But watching the Mets play right now is some of the most frustrating TV that you will watch. And they're losing to, like, really? You lose two or three to the Braves?
Well, you know who they're playing now, don't you?
Yeah, I know. The Mariners.
Yeah. Big series.
Yeah.
Mariners, series. Mets, yes.
Like a month ago, we had almost a five-game lead in that division, and now we're about to gack away. I think we're five back of the Phillies. And after tonight, the Reds are we're not even going to be in the wild card race.
Well, it could be worse. The Dodgers have blown a nine-game lead.
Yeah.
Did you see that they're not in first place anymore?
Yeah, but they're like four up in the wild.
Your Dodgers.
My Dodgers.
You'll be there tomorrow watching the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You going to root for the Dodgers? Or are you rooting for my Padres?
No, I'll root for the Dodgers.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can't root against. Like, it would not go well in my household if I rooted against the Dodgers. I'm not certain that the BTJ likes Shohei Ohtani more than me, but I'm not uncertain.
What if Shohei Ohtani tomorrow sees her and does the...
You.
Who did that? I was at a Chris Rock show once, and he did that.
Yeah, he was like, hey.
Where the guys just come out and grab a couple of girls from the audience because he saw them.
Sure.
Like, hey, we want to take you backstage. Brett Michaels did that.
Oh, yeah.
What if Ohtani points to the BTJ and says, you, back right now?
I think I'm going to be, I think probably she's going to be like, you're going to watch? I think that's about.
Jeez.
Yeah. Look, that may be one of those. She's like, oh, don't worry. I'm not doing anything. I just want to go back. And meet him. And then at that point, I'm like, and then they separate me from the herd.
They're would you watch?
You're not running for president of Asia.
Yeah.
I got a good idea of how that conversation is going to go. It's going to be like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
So I saw that the Reds, so they're only a half game back of the Mets. Now, let's be honest. We all want to see the Mets in the playoffs, not the Reds. Okay. The Reds in the playoffs is weird.
Yes.
Mets, good team.
Well, we spend a lot of money and it's.
Yeah. Weird. I mean, star power. You know, come on. The Reds, who do they have? But you know that they have only been in the postseason five times in 35 years?
The Reds?
Since they won the World Series?
Yeah. Because when we were growing up, that was the Reds. They had Barry Larkin and Eric Davis. And
they were awesome.
Yeah. It was a good team.
Well, when I was growing up, well, you say we. I kind of cross over.
The big red machine.
Well, yeah, into the old Johnny Bench.
Yeah. It was a little. I'm aware of that, but I didn't.
They beat one of my earliest baseball memories is them beating the Royals in the 1980 World Series with Pete Rose and those guys.
Yeah.
And so, but yes, the Barry Larkin team was great. They have only been in the playoffs five times since they won the World Series in 1990, and it's like I went back and looked at the teams. It's like, well, Joey Votto was on several of them.
Yeah, Votto was great.
He was very good.
He was fun.
But it's like Jay Bruce and
Matt Latos,
Tony Phillips, and all those guys.
Well, outside
very
of
weird.
I go back to Chris Sabo and his goggles. But outside of De La Cruz,
did you say Pokey Reese?
Yeah, remember Pokey Reese?
I do remember Pokey Reese.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Outside of De La Cruz,
I was thinking Pee Wee Reese. That's how old I am.
No.
Is that Jim Rice?
Is that Jim Rice?
Pokey Reese was second baseman and shortstop.
Pokey Reese, yeah, I think so. Little speedster type of guy.
Lead off second slap hitter kind of guy.
Outside of De La Cruz, how many Reds can you name?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The only one I can name, like, I remember the catcher because they played in the Bristol series.
They got some pretty good pitchers. They've got Abbott. They've got...
Andrew Abbott, right?
Lodolo. Nick Martinez is there this year.
They have an Oregon Duck out there.
They have Friedel in the outfield. My God, who else do they have?
Spencer Steer.
Steer.
Spencer Steer. All right. Yeah, it's just kind of a, you know, it's like, yeah, the Reds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do they Scott Rowland?
They had him at the end of his career.
Like 20 years ago.
Now we're just naming like, again. 15, Chris Sabo.
Who else is on that team?
Gavin Lux.
Oh,
is there?
Okay.
Spencer Steer, Matt McClain.
McClain. Noel V. Marte.
Yeah.
Is the Benson, the outfielder, the big dude who mashes?
I don't know that he still plays for them.
I do not see him anywhere in their lineup.
I think he died.
Or he got traded.
It's possible. Yeah, dude, it's a collection of who?
Give me their rotation. Abbott, Lodolo, Martinez.
Hunter Green.
Hunter Green, there you go. That's their best pitcher.
Yes. Brady Singer.
Singer,
and Zach
yes!
Little.
Yes!
They have Chase Burns, too.
That's a pretty good little...
He is not in their...
Burns
just got hurt, right?
He just went on the IL.
But they did.
Yeah, I don't see him.
That's a pretty good little rotation.
Yeah, it's the Reds.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
that's better than the Mets rotation.
Well, anything's better than the Mets rotation right now. Just, I don't want to talk.
So
about
who's
this.
Can? Will the Mariners like? Will no team win this series? The Mariners and Mets.
They'll split a 3-game series.
I will tell you right now that I have not. I decided at the beginning of this year that I was not going to hate watch the Mets. I was going to be very excited about the season, and I was going to be positive. And it's right out the window. I've been good all year, and like the last 6 games, it pisses me off to no end. And I have zero faith now, zero, in the Mets. And I'm assuming now that we're going to get swept by the Mariners because we can't beat even bad teams. We can't beat the Giants. We can't beat the Braves.
I don't know.
And now we're gonna.
I sort of feel like the Mets are teed up to sweep the Mariners because the Mariners are going to be Mariner-y.
They need something.
Are the Mets going to be more Met-y or are the Mariners going to be more Mariner-y?
Well,
you know,
just welcome to blown leads.
By the way, you
Mariner fan, just don't worry. If you're down by like 3-4 runs, don't worry. We'll give it back to you.
So you're going to be at the Dodgers game.
Yes.
Did you know that if the playoffs started today, the Dodgers would be going on the road in the wild card round?
I know, that's strange.
Isn't
right?
that crazy?
Yeah. What are they? Are they a game back at the Pods?
One game back at the Pods. Huge series you're going to see.
Well, and then they play. I don't know if they play 3 or 4. I think it's just 3 in LA. But then they turn around and I think there's 4 in San Diego.
Let's go.
Because we looked at going to. She wanted to go down and see Ohtani play, and so we looked. I was like, "Ooh, the Padres." We had a choice between going to San Diego or LA back to back weekends, and we took the Dodgers because you know,
okay,
home and
wrapping
all
up
that.
Baseball talk. You guys have to say right now: will a team that's never won the World Series win it this year?
Ooh, so a team that's never won the World Series.
So remember, Milwaukee has never won a World Series.
Milwaukee's never won.
San Diego
and the Seattle. Mariners.
There's three of the five. There's only five teams that have never won a World Series. Three of them are going to be in this postseason.
No. I mean, if you give me, whenever you give me the field, I'll always take the field. I just will. I think it's certainly possible. Seattle on paper looks scary good, but I have zero faith in Seattle to actually do it when it counts.
Milwaukee does have that Team of Destiny feel right now, but is that too early for them?
Yeah. Milwaukee is an absolute beast. I'll tell you what, of the teams that you just named, those three, I would take Milwaukee. I'll take the Brewers if I had to pick one that hasn't done it.
All right. There's hot baseball talk for you guys. And we got there on Jim Rice.
Yes.
And yes, he's still alive.
And he's not Jerry Rice.
He is not Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is not on the Red Sox pregame show.
Jim Rice was great. Great mistake.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Him and Dewey Evans. You remember that?
I do remember Dwight Evans.
That duo.
Yep. Well, it was like one of those, because growing up, I would go see the Anchorage Pilots play. It's like the Portland Pickles of Alaska. And Jim Rice was an Anchorage Buck. Anytime that someone came through that Alaska league, everyone would get all fired up about him. And they'd be like, oh, look at what Jim Rice is doing. Back in the day, I used to watch him play. So that's
son before he was Jim Rice.
That's how I remember Jim Rice. And Jim Rice saved someone's life.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. He like saved a fan's life. I'll have to look it up, but there's a story about Jim Rice being like a humanity. I think like a girl got hit in the head with a ball. I'll find that. There's a great Jim Rice is a good dude story.
No postseason ban for Michigan. Shocker. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.